bridge in historic Greenville, South Carolina. People are here on a beautiful Saturday afternoon walking across the Liberty Bridge. Now it's been repurposed. Greenville, South Carolina. Falls forgotten. In 1960, the four-lane Camperdown Bridge was erected over the Reedy River Falls, obscuring its view for the next 40 years. The neighborhoods surrounding the river declined, and many residents lost even the memory of the waterfall. Then in 1974, the Carolina Foothills Garden Club, under the leadership of Harriet Witch White, saw the potential for the landscape around the bridge and adopted the area as a major beautification project. Over the next several decades, the club slowly made small but important improvements to the nearly forgotten and disused area. Over time, the club and the city of Greenville, working with a team of local and international designers, including Andrea Main, Miguel Rosales, Schlecht, Bergermann, and partners Tom Keith and Robert Miller, developed a broad vision for a beautiful park in Greenville Falls, a vision that could only be fully realized with the removal of the highway bridge. That thing has to go. Dig it up, resurrect it, jump. Highway bridge. Terrible. All gone. No more bridge over the Reedy Falls. Just a waterfall with no known purpose. It's just there. Well, that's the story. Just a waterfall with a highway that's long gone, and now the public can enjoy the Reedy Falls. And we're enjoying it in Greenville, South Carolina. Here we go. Falls Park on the Reedy. Enjoy it when you're in South Carolina. The ladies and the flowers did a good job. Thank you, ladies. If you're under 18, can't come here after 10 o'clock. It's them the rules at the Falls Park on the Reedy.
Hills Garden Club recognized the potential for the hobo jungle along the river and planted a vision for the future. We are here today, and who would have imagined that September 10th, 2004 would become chapter one in a success story that continues every day. So to everybody here, happy birthday, Falls Park, and here's to many more.
Breaking news, and first at noon, a body has been found in Falls Park in downtown Greenville. 7 News' Kirsten Glavin is there live. Kirsten, what can you tell us?
Yeah, well, that body was found around 8:30 this morning in this creek behind me, right by the governor's school. Police were out here for a couple of hours working to get the body out of the water. And they say the man was found below a 10 to 12 foot ledge with his backpack face down. At this time, it is believed that the man was homeless and was drinking in Falls Park last night with his friend. Officials say they spoke with that friend, who said he went to a shelter for the night while the man found in the water indicated he planned to sleep in Falls Park. When that friend came back to check on him this morning, he says he found the man dead in the creek. Obviously, the discovery startling a lot of people this morning, including those who were coming to work in the area earlier today.
That cost is pricey. While older neighborhoods are getting revitalized, people who've called those neighborhoods home for generations are being pushed out. And helping those people and thousands of others will cost Greenville County about $8.5 million a year for the next 20 years to address the housing challenges.
Digging up Greenville's future. But every new house comes with a hidden cost.
You come by like a thief in the night.
Miss Alice Gary is a 72-year-old breast cancer patient. And until last year, this was her home for 25 years. A developer has spent the last year flipping hers and three of her neighbors' homes.
This is the first time I come back because I wanted to. Nothing I can do about it.
What happened on Leech Street is just a snapshot of what's happening in many Greenville neighborhoods.
Greenville has become a place to be. Realtors and homeowners are flipping their houses and allowing people who can pay more money to come in and pay more money.
But the issue runs deeper than displacement.
So the market includes people who are cashiers and dishwashers. But if your housing doesn't include them, then you've just moved all of those folks out of the city who now depend on an additional cost for their housing and a car now, or the bus service when it's on time and when it works.
St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church purchased 12 homes from their collection basket to rehab and rent at affordable rates. The father, Patrick Tuttle, says now they're being outpaced by development.
We are trying very hard to continue, but it's slowed us down. We could do one a year or two a year. Now we'll be able to do one every 3 years.
And the competition for people wanting the homes is stiff. Addressing the issue isn't a simple fix, and it's one the community says has to be done the right way. Community leaders say groups from this neighborhood, West Greenville, and other areas can no longer afford the rising rent and property costs in what used to be their neighborhood. As a result, the culture is changing, and low and some middle-class families can't afford to live here.
I think it's a moral issue. As we all know, Greenville's experienced a great renaissance, but I think what we choose to ignore as a city is that renaissance has been built on the back of the disenfranchised.
City officials say they're partnering with nonprofits and other agencies to build additional low-income housing. Right now, new homes are being built in West Greenville, some of them in the $300,000 range.
We live in these neighborhoods when we weren't allowed to live anywhere else. And because we live in these neighborhoods, we had to come together as a community, and we had to struggle and persevere together. And that history, that legacy is not something that should be forgotten. And it's something that's worth fighting for and worth preserving.
In Greenville, Paige Hopkins, WIFF News 4.